Hello, this is Tricia Stewart Shu, and this is April 2022's Artistic Allegory article, Not for the Faint of Heart, Opening to a New Renaissance. Where exactly are we now? How do we even begin to locate ourselves within the universe, let alone stay present with it? With all the timeline jumping, thought bouncing, multiverse excursions, it's virtually impossible to imagine a personal alignment or even orientation given the current state of world affairs. Perhaps orienting ourselves is not the point. Old ideologies are falling away and being replaced by new ones. With that, conflicts arise and battle lines are drawn. Managing the day-to-day tasks while the world churns out its next iteration can be quite tumultuous. Many would argue that merely staying present is enough to glean a mere morsel of be-here-now existence and shift away from stress or struggle. They could have a point. Proponents of mindfulness say that research suggests that when we turn towards pain and discomfort and remain present, we can experience less of it. Evan Forman, a psychology professor at Drexel University, defines this method as present moment awareness, which generally refers to a state of sustained attention to and awareness of the present moment, which includes being fully aware of one's internal experiences. These internal experiences include factors like sounds, smells, and sensations, as well as thoughts and emotions. Anyone experiencing anxiety or discomfort can attest to the benefits of mindfulness. It can offer calm in the midst of a severe personal storm. However, this tool offers support temporarily, and the act of sustained presence takes extensive practice, like meditation and/or yoga. Plus, anyone who enters into the rabbit hole of higher consciousness can find themselves in an entirely new, unexpected, and perhaps unwanted inner space. Some would even go as far to say, mindfulness and remaining present might not be the best long-term solution. In fact, one scientist has declared that being in the present moment is no joke. Ruben Lockenen, a cognitive neuroscientist at the VU University of Amsterdam, has been researching the effects of the rarest states of human consciousness and has unearthed some unconventional theories about being present and its effects on our well-being. His primary reason for nixing extended presence practice is based on a simple frame that everyone consistently uses: time. Because Lockenen reasons, what concept, feeling, or experience is not built on the foundation of time? Lockenen cites personal safety as a basis for tempering a present-centered mindset. He suggests, how do we know the taste of a good coffee, recognize our mother, or open a door without a vast history of learning based on the past? How do we drink water instead of detergent, unless we project our knowledge all over the neutral liquid? In truth, Lockenen concludes, to truly be in the present moment is to not exist. He most certainly has a point. So, what is the point? Best case scenario, a happy medium is drawn between far out in the universal consciousness and almost non-existent presence, and we can finally experience our world to realistically, subjectively, enjoy our coffee flavor of our choice, maternal recognition, opening a door, and discerning water from detergent. If anything, consider this your official call to stop beating yourself up about not being present every living, breathing moment of the day. Who knows? With all that free time, you might just be able to enjoy yourself.